New Herd, Branchless Rust, and the Hardware Archaeology Beat. The New Herd quarterly update for Q2 2026 generated 126 comments on HN. Extraordinary for a niche quarterly report, functioning as a kind of cultural Rorschach test for systems programmers. The project has been in active development since 1990, covering continued work on its translator system, threading improvements, and progress on POSIX compliance. It does not pretend to compete with Linux. It is preserving and developing a design philosophy, which the HN thread treated as having its own value, drawing genuine debate about microkernel versus monolithic kernel trade-offs and the lessons of Mach, L4, and Minix. The Rust performance piece, Branchless Rust, making a filter 4 times faster by removing an if, is more immediately practical. The argument is that conditional branches in hot code paths cause branch mispredictions in modern CPU pipelines, flushing the pipeline and costing cycles. Rewriting filter logic using bitwise arithmetic eliminates prediction overhead and delivers throughput gains. The 4 times speedup reported is described as real and reproducible. The HN discussion split between those excited by the technique and those noting that Rust's compiler and LLVM backend will often perform this transformation automatically, meaning the human-written branchless version may not always be necessary. The broader value is understanding when and why it matters. The chips and cheese analysis of NVIDIA's Vera white paper identified what the analyst calls a thread counting discrepancy. Thread counts described in different sections of the document don't reconcile, suggesting either a documentation error or genuine architectural complexity that was not well communicated. NVIDIA's documentation around Vera has been notably sparse, which has driven a cottage industry of white paper archaeology among hardware analysts. Separately, a security researcher published a reverse engineering of the QSERUP password hash format used in IBM's AS400 and IBM i systems, demonstrating that historical password hashes from these still deployed legacy systems, common in banking, insurance, and government, can be attacked more efficiently than previously understood. IBM i systems are frequently overlooked in security reviews precisely because they are legacy infrastructure that just works.